Good morning. Welcome to Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead. I'm so glad that you could join us today. We're coming to you and the world with the miracle of modern technology and the magic of 21st century broadcasting from the renowned studios of Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere via live streaming over the internet. Our goal is to contribute to global understanding, promote connections in the arts, culture, education, business, public policy, and international exchange, and create opportunities in the spirit of enduring exploration, friendship, and trust, with a focus on the Asia-Pacific region. We've got a great show for you, so without further delay, let's get started.
Coming up on today's show,
my guest today is Walter Lim, founder of Singapore-based Cooler Insights, a digital and content marketing agency dedicated to helping companies boost their brand awareness, strengthen engagement, improve leads, and drive conversions online. Cooler Insights has a team of experienced content strategists, designers, account managers, and analytics experts. A free consultation is available to you. Learn more at coolerinsights.com. We'll have all this and more as today's show unfolds. Stick around.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Bingham Mead on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and FM 105.5 FM and WGCH.com, anywhere live streaming on the internet. Did you know that frequent hand washing is one of the best ways to avoid getting sick and spreading illness? When you touch people, surfaces, and objects throughout the day, you accumulate germs on your hands. You can infect yourself with these germs by touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, or spread them to others. Washing your hands frequently can help limit the transfer of bacteria, viruses, and other microbes. It's generally best to wash your hands with soap and water. Over-the-counter antibacterial soaps are no more effective at killing germs than is regular soap. Wet your hands with clean running water, either warm or cold. Then apply and lather well. Rub your hands vigorously for at least 20 seconds. Remember to scrub all surfaces, including the backs of your hands, wrists, between your fingers, and under your fingernails. Rinse well. Dry your hands with a clean towel or air dry them. Frequent hand washing offers great rewards in terms of preventing illness. Adopting this habit can play a major role in protecting your health and the health of others. Learn more at cdc.gov, the official website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you.
Welcome to Conversations with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host.
It is my pleasure to welcome my guest, who is Walter Lim. He is the founder of Singapore-based Cooler Insights, a digital and content marketing agency dedicated to helping companies boost their brand awareness, strengthen engagement, improve leads, and drive conversions online. Now, Cooler Insights has a team of experienced content strategists, designers, account managers, and analytics experts. A free consultation is available for you. You're invited to sign up for its mailing list to receive free articles, information, and invitations to events that helps your business to perform better. My friends, you can learn more at coolerinsights.com. Walter, welcome to the show. First, tell us about yourself.
Hi, Jeffrey and friends from Greenwich, Connecticut on the East Coast of the USA. My name is Walter, and I'm the founder and chief content strategist of a boutique digital marketing agency in Singapore called Cooler Insights. I believe that content is the lifeblood of the internet. And I've been blogging for almost 15 years. I started in 2005 with a personal blogger blog, and I migrated it to my current website, coolerinsights.com. That's CoolerInsights.com in 2014. As a B2B or business blogger, The majority of our articles are focused on content marketing, social media marketing, brand storytelling, and related digital marketing topics. Now, having pivoted to the business world in 2014, that's when I quit my job, I started an agency. The initial years were pretty tough. There was the first year where I hardly paid any taxes. Eventually, however, we managed to garner more and more clients. All of them came to us inbound, meaning that they found my content and they reached out to me. To date, we have MNC clients like Coca-Cola and Citibank. We have large local companies who are our clients, government agencies, as well as small and medium-sized enterprises. I also do a lot of training focusing on social media, content marketing, and PR areas. To date, I've helped close to 3,000 learners to sharpen their skills in these areas.
Walter, I've been following your Cooler Insights blog for a number of years. Now, all of us, individuals, nonprofits, businesses, cultural institutions, and more, are attempting to come to terms with our circumstances with the coronavirus pandemic. I wanted to spend some time going through some of your recent comments. And let's start with content marketing in a crisis. Talk to us about this.
The COVID-19 coronavirus crisis. Its aftermath was certainly horrific for both the lives and the businesses that have been impacted. While many companies have decided to cut back on their activities during this period, I recommend from a content marketing perspective for them to instead do several things. First, they should pivot from a non-essential business to the essential. LVMH is a good example of this. The huge brand turned their factories into hand sanitizer production facilities. So instead of producing perfumes, they're now doing hand sanitizers and they're donating it to both the company, the people who need it in Europe. Companies should also slow down on the salesy campaigns. I mean, who want to splurge now? Instead, they should double down on providing valuable and useful content like tutorials that work from home and learn from home individuals can use to improve their skills. Or they can organize online meetups among members using Zoom or Skype. For content marketing, you should also use this opportunity to build up your bank of content. Now, spending all that time at home may be boring. And if your customers decided to cut back, you'll find that now you have more time than ever. Use this to create and build helpful how-to content that your customers would look for and to build up a repository so that when times improve in future, you can roll this out in phases.
Walter, your post on how to prevent businesses from permanently closing amid the coronavirus pandemic caught my eye. Your recommendations on your March 27 post seem to center around engagement with clients and customers. Given our circumstances, we're being required to adapt and transform. Share your comments with us about that.
What I do during this period is to continue to create helpful content like those that you've highlighted in your podcast, as well as lay down the building blocks for future services that I can offer my clients or to develop additional training courses. Right now, for example, I'm pretty excited about how we can marry social psychology with digital marketing. I've been reading up on this quite a bit, incorporating some of the theories and frameworks in neuromarketing and social psychology, and I'll be adapting these principles to services as well as training programs on content and social media marketing.
Walter, I was impressed with your recommendations about social media strategies to tide us over COVID-19. In the limited time that we have, share a few of those recommendations with us.
Social media marketing can be a way for lifestyle and consumer businesses to continue to achieve brand awareness and brand affection, even though their physical outlets may have to temporarily cease due to COVID-19. In the case of performing artists like singers and dancers, perhaps they could put up some live streaming performances, and use platforms like Patreon to get donations. For event venues like cinemas and concert halls, they could maybe share some of the best events that they've hosted, come up with a top 10 list of the greatest movies that I've ever shown, or even critique the various opera performances, ballet performances. The idea here is to keep your fans interested. Create a community, build a community so that you can be more than just a venue. And what about museums, art galleries, and theme parks? Well, consider offering virtual experiences like virtual tours. Some of the major museums in the world are already offering that on the Google Art platform. Fashion and beauty retailers use this opportunity to offer home styling tips or a lookbook so that your fashionistas can still look good working from their kitchens, preparing a meal while taking care of Junior. There are a lot more ideas. Do read my article for more.
Talk to us about brand stories and storytelling.
During this time, like any other time, storytelling is going to help many people get through. When things are tough, when the future looks bleak and dark, people will hang on to the stories that have shaped their lives. In fact, according to Jennifer Aker, humans tend to remember stories 22 times better than just pure facts and figures alone. A good story isn't just a pure product or company pitch. Instead, good stories should feature a protagonist. This could be perhaps your customer or your founder, and narrate how he or she faced certain difficulties and challenges and managed to overcome them. This same central figure would then be able to have a happy ending, and that's how your story should end. The best brand stories don't just talk about your product or your company or the wonderful awards that you have won. Instead, they always shine the spotlight on people in your organization. This is true regardless of what your company does. Now, one of the companies that I admire very much is Caterpillar. Now, we know that Caterpillar is a company that produces tractors and plants, but on their LinkedIn pages and Facebook, they actually have a lot of human stories. And these help to endear the brand to their company clients.
Spend a moment or two and summarize for us the impact of artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. Now, that is both exciting and scary. In the world of online content, they can be used for researching the right content topics to help us to make sense of financial numbers in a financial report, or even help to compile statistics in a football match. However, we content writers needn't be afraid that AI is going to take over our job. Most AI technologies at this stage merely help to augment what we do rather than to replace us completely. AI functions more like tools to help us to improve our productivity. They help to take away the grunt work, like research, like coming up with frameworks, like churning out numbers, for instance. So in a sense, they give us the supplies, the paintbrushes, the canvas, and the pigments for us to create a beautiful work of art. We are still the artists. We are still the journalists.
In your April 12 blog, you offer some superb examples of COVID-19 marketing campaigns. And I was wondering if you would just give us a couple of your favorites and explain why.
Let me highlight three COVID-19 marketing trends that caught my attention as I was putting up my recent piece on the COVID-19 campaigns by the leading companies. First, the rise of TikTok as a platform. I noticed that many of these big companies are doing dances. P&G, for instance, have a distance dance campaign where they feature Charlie D'Amelio. She's the number one TikTok influencer with over 4 million followers. And the distance dance campaign has garnered more than 8 billion views and 1.7 million imitation dancers from fellow celebrities, college mascots, sports leagues, influencers, children, what have you, in just over a week. Dettol too have a TikTok hand wash challenge, which has garnered billions of views in India. More recently, Lifebuoy here in Singapore have their own hand washing dance. Next, the next marketing trend I noticed would be where fast food companies like Domino's Pizza and Taco Bell start offering free food, not just to healthcare workers, but those who need them more. In the case of Taco Bell, they have free tacos every Tuesday. And I noticed that they have coloring pages that parents can download so that their kids can use them while they are bored, stuck at home and learning from home. Finally, we have brands like Nike and IKEA who focus on the value of staying at home. And in the case of Nike, they encourage people to play inside, to play for the world, by providing workouts and exercise ideas that people can do at home. IKEA recently have a series of posts and videos focused on celebrating home. Now, this is a message that's more important than ever.
Walter, as we start to close, where do we go from here? What final thoughts would you like to share?
Thank you, everyone. Thanks once again. Do keep yourself safe and healthy. I know that this is a very difficult time for you guys, especially in the New York area, in the eastern part of the United States. I'd love for all of you to learn more about the world of content and social media marketing. Just visit my website, coolerinsights.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/coolerinsights. Or you can just drop me an email. My email address is walter@coolerinsights.com. That's walter at coolerinsights.com. Thank you once again, and goodbye.
My guest today on Conversations on the Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead Show has been Walter Lim. He is the founder of Singapore-based Cooler Insights, a digital and content marketing agency dedicated to helping companies boost their brand awareness, strengthen engagement, improve leads, and drive conversions online. Cooler Insights has a team of experienced content strategists, designers, account managers, and analytics experts. A free consultation is available to you. Learn more at coolerinsights.com. This is Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, and I am your host here on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere. Shows like Asia Today rely upon sponsors, advertisers, and underwriters who care about the programming experiences we provide. Private support is the lifeblood of our ability to connect you and our global audience across time zones and cultures. Our ongoing mission is to present listeners like you with discerning, in-depth, cross-cultural content that enlightens, educates, and expands our horizons. We've set up a GoFundMe campaign on Facebook and on radioasiatoday.blogspot.com. We also invite you to contact the station at WGCH.com, call 203-869-1490, or email sales@WGCH.com. If you have something to say or announce to the world, radio is the most effective way to do it. We're in the business of helping you succeed. Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Bingham Mead on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and FM 105.5 FM and WGCH.com anywhere live streaming on the internet. Did you know that frequent hand washing is one of the best ways to avoid getting sick and spreading illness? When you touch people, surfaces, and objects throughout the day, you accumulate germs on your hands. You can infect yourself with these germs by touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, or spread them to others. Washing your hands frequently can help limit the transfer of bacteria, viruses, and other microbes. It's generally best to wash your hands with soap and water. Over-the-counter antibacterial soaps are no more effective at killing germs than is regular soap. Wet your hands with clean running water, either warm or cold. Then apply and lather well. Rub your hands vigorously for at least 20 seconds. Remember to scrub all surfaces, including the backs of your hands, wrists, between your fingers, and under your fingernails. Rinse well. Dry your hands with a clean towel or air dry them. Frequent hand washing offers great rewards in terms of preventing illness, Adopting this habit can play a major role in protecting your health and the health of others. Learn more at cdc.gov, the official website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you. It's time for this week's Confucius Moment. Sage Confucius is the epitome of Chinese classical civilization. Confucius is legendary for teaching his disciples the cultivation of personal virtue, veneration for one's parents, love of learning, loyalty to one's superiors, kindness to one's subordinates, and a high regard for civility. Here is today's lesson. Quote, observe what a man has in mind to do when his father is living, and then observe what he does when his father is dead. If, for 3 years, he makes no changes to his father's ways, he can be said to be a good son. Unquote. The Confucius Moment is brought to you this week by the Pacific Learning Consortium. Educational solutions, global connections, practical results, advancement for all. Learn more by going on the web to pacificlearningconsortium.org. The Pacific Learning Consortium is synonymous with the pursuit of long-lasting cross-cultural relationships with an eye for excellence. It's committed to developing intercultural and international relationships between people and organizations, making it a leader in bringing people and ideas together, too. The Pacific Learning Consortium's mission is to help engage diverse communities, shape trusting relationships through friendship, constructive collaboration, while investing its talents and energies in the success of every client and every enterprise. In an increasingly globally connected world pivoting to the Indo-Pacific Asia region, you need a partner that you can trust. The Pacific Learning Consortium focuses on delivering customized services, connecting and nurturing our clients in the fields of education, media, civic affairs, and business. You're invited to explore how an alliance with the Pacific Learning Consortium can help you. Learn more at pacificlearningconsortium.org. Call 808-721-0306 or email pacificlearningconsortium@gmail.com. Treasures of China is a celebration of dramatic contrasts, a unique blend of cultural journeys and far-flung destinations where a world of adventure awaits. The Mandate of Heaven justified the power of the Chinese emperor and his suitability for the throne. It was heaven that bestowed such high responsibility to the Son of Heaven, so the study and understanding of the heavens was of vital importance. Dating from the year 1442, Beijing's ancient observatory is one of the oldest in the world. It was told that an even earlier one existed here. The observatory visitors see today sits atop a watchtower that was once part of the capital's city walls. During the Ming and Qing dynasties, astronomical instruments similar to the ones on display were used in making predictions based on Chinese astrology, as well as assisting navigators before embarking on sea voyages. An accurate reading of the stars was crucial to harmonious governance, too. Did you know that in 13th century China, astronomers fixed the length of the year at 365.2424 days? That's within 1/1000th of a day according to modern calculations. Believe it or not, this was accomplished with the aid of intricately decorated bronze astronomical instruments such as the ones displayed here today. It is said that the three armillary spheres used to establish the coordinates of heavenly bodies, a quadrant for finding stars, the celestial globe, equatorial theodolite, for determining angles and elevation, the altazimuth for determining the height of stars in the evening sky, and sextant were all used by early Chinese scientists. Visitors can gaze upon these extraordinary instruments as well as a stone-carved star map from Suzhou. It dates from the Song Dynasty in the year 1247. A ceiling astronomical map from Longfu Temple depicts 1,434 stars, recognized as one of the best early star maps in the world. As one of the oldest observatories anywhere, Beijing Ancient Observatory is a remarkable treasure of China. It is a must-see for anyone interested in history, astronomy, or science. This is Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead on Radio 1490 WGCH.com anywhere, and now on 105.5 FM, Stamford, Connecticut, USA. Contact me anytime by email at radioasiatoday@gmail.com. Learn more about the show at radioasiatoday.blogspot.com. Can't listen in real time? Well, we understand, and we've got you covered. All of our shows are freely available through the news blog on podcast.com, soundcloud.com, and the shows and hosts section of WGCH.com. You're invited to support the show in any amount through our GoFundMe campaign at GoFundMe.com. Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead broadcasts to the world every Saturday morning starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern USA time. As always, thank you for your interest and for listening. I'm pleased to announce that I, your host, Jeffrey Bingham Mead, have teamed up with my friend and colleague Rosalind Locke to help Americans file their tax returns and receive their stimulus checks per the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act. In a previous chapter in my professional life, I worked in tax preparation services with some of the best. I'm honored that I've been asked under our present circumstances to help people who need it the most yet again. The $2 trillion relief package provides millions of eligible Americans with a direct payment to help offset the financial burden of the COVID-19 outbreak. Payments are going out in several phases. The first phase of those payments are underway. There are more phases to come. If you have not yet filed your year 2019 tax return and are not yet ready to send in your information, the government will instead look at your 2018 tax return. If you have not yet filed in the past 2 years, the Internal Revenue Service recommends that you file your 2018 or 2019 returns now. Rosalind and I can assist you with getting direct deposit. We can help you with this, but time is of the essence. We're here to bring you up to date on being compliant with your tax filings. My friends, there's no need for you to be losing sleep. Please let us help you. Please contact me in confidence with your name and contact information as soon as possible. You may do so at jeffreybinghammead@gmail.com or call me at area code 808-721-0306. Arigato, cheshe, gamsamnida, thank you. Needless to say, my friends, we're living through some very challenging times. Before we conclude today's show, I'd like to send a salute to everyone around the world, especially the heroic healthcare workers and first responders. We are thinking of you, and we are praying for you, wherever it is that you happen to be. Stay healthy, stay home, wash your hands, remember not to touch your face, and remember that we're all in this together. And we're going to get through it together, too. Thank you for tuning in to today's Asia Today show with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, broadcasting to all four corners of the world from Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and from WGCH.com anywhere via live global streaming over the Internet. Learn more about the show at radioasiatoday.blogspot.com. All shows are archived and made freely available on podcast.com, SoundCloud, and the shows and hosts section of WGCH.com. We thank you for listening, and we thank our supporters and advertisers for making this show possible. We would like to invite you to join as an advertiser as well. As we like to say at my home in Hawaii, ahoi ho kakou, until we meet again. We'll be back next Saturday morning, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. See you then.